Well,
We're live, folks, as they say.
yeah, it's one of those good news, bad news situations where the new laptop seems to be cutting out on Skype, and Kevin still hasn't figured out editing equipment yet. So this might go up in two posts.
Hey, long as it gets up, that's what counts.
Yeah, we were still talking about Jimmy and Jay,
Yeah.
and how you can actually tell the difference between the two of them these days.
And hopefully they don't stress themselves out trying to have a great match. I think that's what happened with Matt versus Jeff. Like the fact that I don't think people wanted to see Matt wrestle Jeff anyway. And then it's like they wanted to stress out to have a good match. They end up not having a good match. Like Bret and Owen had a great match, but they had a natural rivalry. And Jimmy, you talking about somebody being a playhead. Jimmy been hating on Jay all winter and spring.
Yes, he has had an extended time period of player hating. It does help that I don't know if the Matt and Jeff feud ever really got off the ground as well as like this one's. It's been kind of interesting where Jimmy and Jay, it has been so spread out, like you almost forget about it. If it hadn't just happened twice recently for Jay, like I did think that that really helped kind of remind me how long Jimmy's been a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and the wild thing is about they have switched sides, I think, twice. Where like originally Jimmy was the sympathetic one and Jay was the ass. No, it was like,
Well, yeah, because
yeah, like.
Jimmy left first, talked Jay into leaving, but now Jimmy's like, hey, you're the one that left. And it's just like, huh? Like,
Yeah,
we are
like.
forgetting some history. I mean,
No,
A, it's fine
like.
for the heels to forget history,
No,
but.
like Jimmy tried to protect Jay, and then Jay left, and then Jay tried to, Jay didn't trust Jimmy because of the whole Sami Zayn thing, and then Jimmy had to convince Jay to do the right thing. Then Jay tried to convince Jimmy to do the right thing. Then Jimmy turned heel because he thought Jay was taking his spotlight and his money. And then he just became a complete hater, and it's just, and also it helped like Jimmy Uso can't take anything seriously. Like he just breaks character, just giggling and laughing the whole time. It's just, and it fits the character. Like he just treats everything like a joke, but it's just funny. So yeah, they have a match. Like I hopefully it's a good one. Was like we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. Brother versus brother. Real brother versus real brother.
Well, the only match on night one that we haven't really talked about so far, just because I'm staring at night one currently. The tag, I mean, do you really want to get into the tag match, or is that
No, I do, because it's like,
okay? Well, then
I
there's two
mean,
matches. We'll save the other for last, a night one discussion.
Yeah, like you talking about the six, which the six person tag, the 16 match.
Six pack tag team ladder match.
I mean, we'll
'Cause
have to talk a lot.
we referenced it a little bit.
Gonna be a train wreck. Yeah, well, like you got six teams that want to prove something, and you got ladders involved, and they got different styles, and it's like it's gonna be a train. I guess the only guess is who wins, which teams win.
Because we did reference way probably at the beginning of the show the tag team belts being split up. Are you in the camp that they're definitely getting split up? Like, I honestly, like, why do you set the stipulation that way if
Yeah,
you're not splitting?
we all also there, the whole checkoff gun. If you mention something in Act One, you're gonna see it in Act Three, and it's like the match doesn't end until both tag belts are taken. It's kind of like they reference that for a specific reason, and you can see some shenanigans come in. Like the most anticlimactic thing is that Judgment Day wins both belts because it's kind of like then what was the point of even bringing that up? I could see them keeping one set of belts. And another team winning a set. I can see them losing both sets, but I don't know. And it's awesome when you have a match and you don't really know how it's going to end. Like you have a guesstimate, but you really don't know. And you're excited to see.
It could really be all out there because it's kind of strange that there aren't a whole lot of SmackDown teams, really, because Austin Theory and Grayson Waller there and Dunn and Bate are the only SmackDown teams, I believe. Everyone else is Raw related.
Because a lot of SmackDown teams are fighting each other on different
Oh.
matches. You know, like Street Profits and AOP are wrestling each other in that street fight. So that's those are two teams right there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just weird. Like, I could see the Awesome Truth winning one of those set of belts. Because I
And
know people, it's funny. It reminds me of the whole Natalya Tamina thing, where it's like, you remember when they were a tag team?
oh, yep.
And Twitter found out the hard way, do not say something slick about Tamina because people will cuss you out. Like people found out, yes, these women have fan bases, including Tamina. And I remember when people want to talk slick on Twitter and they got embarrassed. Like, you better leave her alone. Like, she is the matron of that locker room. We'll burn your house down. And I remember Jeremy was like, Tamina has fans? I'm like, yes. I mean, she's been there a long time. Like, The Rock bought her a house. A house. Yes, she's beloved. I have never heard anybody say anything bad about her in my life.
I mean, she's never been at the top of the card, but she's also not been a problem child.
Yeah, like she just been there. It's like at least Natalya's like kind of like you still see her because she's just still a wrestle up. Like it's like Tamina just might have a job too. She like R-Truth at this point. Like she gonna have a job too. She don't want a job. It feels like it. So yes, I can see. So I bring that up because it's kind of like people been poo-pooing on Awesome Truth, and it's like The Miz don't have any. Like we established that people love The Miz at this point.
No.
Everyone loves R-Truth, and R-Truth has been the most entertaining he's been in a long ass time. And it's kind of like everybody's seeing it, and then you hear the backstory like he almost died and got his leg amputated, and you would not know by watching him.
What was that part of that injury?
Yeah,
It
like
from
when he,
NXT?
yes,
Oh my God, I guess I did not realize that part.
yeah, he got a bad infection. It was like complication. They talk about like you know they think about they might have to amputate his leg.
Wow. Well.
And he came, and the fact that he came back from that still looks like the way he looks and just hasn't missed a beat and just entertained. Like R-Truth has always been entertaining, but I think like we talking about OG status, like he was there during the Attitude Era.
I just looked it up the other week. Like it was wild. His first run. 99 to 01. That's what it
Yes,
was.
him and Road Dogg, K-Quick, and it's like he has been doing this for literally 25 years, and he's still doing it. Like it's not a lot. It's like him and Billy Gunn holding it down for, and The Rock holding it down for the Attitude Era. So it's not a lot of people that's still around, and he's just doing it. So yes, I can see them when that time because people like him and they like The Miz, and that's my brought up a point talking about they didn't want Jay White in WWE because he'd been messing around with the feuding with The Miz. He's feuding with Billy Gunn in AEW. Like he might as well come with the WWE. It's worse with a feud within The Miz. Like this whole The Miz thing. It's like he when he goes in the Hall of Fame, he could be a headliner when he goes
Oh,
in. Like he is the
yes.
quintessential WWE wrestler. Like he rarely gets hurt. He never gets in trouble. He does all the appearances. He does all the shows. He can keep up with anybody. He can be a face or a heel. He can go up and down the roster. Whatever you need him to do, he'll do. It's like, yeah. The Miz is like wrestling The Miz is not some type of insult. Like you should be blessed. If he decides that he's going to interact with you, Logan Paul got his jump start, dealing with The Miz, and look at him now.
Oh, yeah. The Miz is the complete opposite of Chris Jericho and AEW.
Oh my God, you are not
Every
lying.
everyone that feuds with the Miz is better off.
Yeah, like Bryan Danielson, you say what you want. Even Bryan Danielson himself will say, "Yes, I'm better off feuding with the Miz. I learned some things that I didn't know, and the Miz got me over." It's like, yes, that's the reason why the Miz. Look, he didn't get there out of charity because a lot of people did not like him. He went through a whole lot of crap for a long time, and the fact that he's kind of like old man in the club with Randy Orton, like Mr. Locker Room Man, he earned that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yes, he did.
he earned that. And I guess we might as well talk about the last match of night one, the elephant in the room. Yeah.
Gunther versus Sami Zayn.
I was, boy, they combining Rocky III and Rocky IV, and I'm laughing my ass off. Gunther went on Twitter. He basically said, you think Sami Zayn changed because Chad Gable had him do some push-ups. Like, you think that's gonna be enough to beat me? This feud is hilarious because they had to navigate so many different things. Like, everybody thought it was gonna be Chad Gable versus Gunther. They got mad at Sami Zayn for like a week because they felt he took his spot. Then they realized, oh yes, we can't. It's Sami Zayn. We're not gonna get mad because we were mad that Sami Zayn wasn't a title match. And then they accepted it. And meanwhile, Gunther is like, both of y'all are bozos. Y'all out here trying to elevate each other. It's like, it don't matter. Like, I don't care who I'm proud that you think of this as a big deal. I'm still gonna win regardless. Like, you doing jump rope, don't move me.
And it shouldn't, quite frankly.
Yeah, like, Chad Gable basically playing Apollo Creed, Sami Zayn. I can look in your eyes, you don't believe in yourself. They out here training. You put in a sleeper hold, talking about why and then Sami being perfect. Why am I getting worn out before the match? This is stupid. And he like, Gunther's not gonna take it easy on, like, if you can't handle this, you don't got a chance against him. So it's just been a perfect storyline, just incorporating everybody. And Gunther is just perfect, just being a prick, like an entertaining prick that you like, but you don't share. And that's a hard thing to navigate. Like, Gunther is very entertaining, but he an asshole.
He is definitely an asshole.
But he's an entertaining one. Like, him and Logan Paul just had that perfect balance. Like, they're entertaining assholes in their own way. Like, Gunther's whole thing is, I'm glad that you're doing the best you can to get this belt. It's not going to matter, but I'm glad you're putting the work in. Like, you should be proud. I hope your mom gave you a cookie for that. But I'm still going to chop you to death because this belt is important to me. And yeah, Sami Zayn gonna do his whole "you gotta kill me to keep me down" routine, and Gunther's gonna do his best to murder him. And
And he probably will.
yeah, and I don't think Sami Zayn's gonna win.
He doesn't seem like the guy to be doing to topple
Yeah.
Gunther.
It's either gonna be Chad Gable, or it's gonna be Dragunov when he gets in the main roster, because they seem to like Dragunov. The
Oh,
word on the
yeah.
street is like they're gonna treat him like they treated Gunther, and that's, boy, when the main roster see that NXT violence, they're gonna be for a show. So yeah, tell your homie stop trying to put a hit on your Dragunov, kidnapping him and taking him to restaurants and all this. Like, Tony D need to chill out.
Yeah, I have not watched this week's fully watched this week's
Oh,
NXT.
you gonna have a laugh.
So, yeah, I did at least see a little bit of that segment in the rest. Well, no, it's not the restaurant. It was some special location this week. I can't believe it's not Mama Somethings. Like I'm still kind of insulted there isn't some generic Italian name for
Yeah.
the restaurant instead of just the restaurant.
Yes, I'm looking forward to Tony D'Angelo shenanigans on the main roster, because so, but no, I'm
Oh.
yeah, but no, that's gonna be an awesome match because Sami
Yeah.
Zayn has awesome matches, Gunther has awesome matches, and they
Yeah.
also have a lot to live up to because that three-way was off between Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew was a damn war. Like
Oh.
they was fighting. And speaking of, where is Sheamus?
I don't know. He posted a picture of himself at the Nashville soccer match the other night. So, don't
Yeah.
really know. That one is an interesting situation.
Because I know he was at a WWE event with a bunch of people. Like, it was like him, Liv Morgan, and somebody else. And then I haven't seen him since with like other wrestlers. And it's kind of like he popped up on Twitter like, oh, I wonder where Sheamus is too. When you find out, let me know. And it's kind of like, I know it's a contract thing, an injury thing. It's just kind of like, maybe to just. I mean, they don't really have anything for him to do, but it's just kind of like it's Sheamus. It's just weird him not being there.
Yeah, I mean, after they did quite a bit of work for him to kind of come back from, like, he was champion and then a bit of an afterthought. He gets rebuilt with the bar and. Wow, I mean, the last couple of years have been quite the run for him. So I
Yeah,
think
like.
that's what's surprising about it
Did
is
the
that.
bar, the Brawling Brutes thing, then he just became the man that's had great matches over and over again. And then it's kind of like maybe he just ran that point where it's like, what else is for him to do?
I was definitely, or I definitely am still in that camp where it's just like, I don't. Know if he's a champion again? Like, that's the only other thing that really is possibly on his
Yeah,
list.
like it's funny, like you see the transformation of Drew, and but Sheamus feel like he's been there longer. Like Drew had advantage, like Drew was there, left, and then came back. Sheamus had just been there, so it's just kind of like wow, like you don't reinvent. It's like once you hit a certain point, I don't feel like you can just be champion again.
Yeah, and that's kind of my problem with Sheamus. Like, I don't. He doesn't feel like he should be champion again. Like, I love his matches, they were awesome, and I'm sure he could have more banger matches.
Yeah, like Randy Orton is the only like old man in the club where if he was world champion, it wouldn't feel out of place. Everybody else, like if Kofi had the belt again, it would just feel weird. Like,
Oh,
because kind of like, you
yes.
know, like it's a shame, but it gets to a point where it's like that ship has sailed thing. Because it always felt weird.
No.
Like Kane's later runs when Kane was world champion, never. So I'm like, why put the belt on Kane? Like Kane without his mask being world champion is like. No, like we passed all that. Like, why the Big Show? Really? Like we still like you hit a certain time point, like you still doing that? Like that's not fair, but it's just kind of like it just felt like if you're not the main guy, it just feel like you have your run, and then that's it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Unless you just like be like the Miz is like, you know, I had the belt just to basically I'm gonna be a transition champion to put the belt on Lashley, but it's like the Miz not gonna be world champion anymore. Like, there's no reason for him to do that.
Oh, yeah. That transition championship run, yeah. If I would be shocked if that's not the last one for him.
Yeah, because we just have like the roster is so deep where it's like you don't have to do that anymore. So
Oh.
yeah.
And
You
what? I mean, we really only have, I mean, one official match that we haven't really talked about. It's been made a reference to on night two, which is Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens.
Wow. Just say, imagine somebody told you that like 4 years ago.
I'm trying to think of when. Now I need to pull up Kevin Owens' wiki just to figure out when he got up to the main roster.
I mean, Kevin Owens has been there for a, it's probably for a long time. Like that number, If it's like 7 years, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah, good Lord. 2015.
Yes. So nine
Nine.
years. It's obvious. We old. I remember Kevin Owens in NXT. Yeah,
Holy
like.
shit, I didn't realize it was that long ago that he was in NXT.
Yeah.
Oh,
Boy, people be
yeah,
talking
I
about the
mean, I
black and
knew I
gold.
was
Yeah.
old, but.
People be talking about the black and gold era. I'm like, that was a long time ago. Like, we have had two different eras since then. And I think, you know what it is? Especially the COVID messed up our aspect of time, because that was like 2 years worth of stuff, and it only felt like a few months. But it was like, yeah, it was like a lot of stuff happened that seemed like it just happened like yesterday. And you hear stuff, it's like, yeah, if you would have guessed came out 9 years, it's like,
Because, yeah, that's I was trying to figure out if he was like main event mainstay Kevin Owens, or at least what, yeah, he's well, actually, he's kind of in that old Sheamus category
yeah, like,
where
he's.
Sheamus was always a championship challenger, but they never gave him the belt again. And
Yeah.
Kevin Owens is more in that mold right now where. If you want to have him fight the champion, okay, yep, we'll give you a run again here.
Yeah.
If not, we'll just keep you in big, you know,
Yeah.
stories
Like,
otherwise.
he's almost like the Undertaker. Like, it's just weird. Like, the Undertaker was always either in the main event or doing something important by himself. But it's like he was always doing something. And like, you look at Kevin Owens, it's kind of like that man, the last 2 years, he wrestled Stone Cold Steve Austin in Dallas. And wrestled with his best friend against the Usos in the main event and one of the greatest tag matches they ever had, and probably the most emotional tag match in WWE history. And it's kind of like, you've done that. It ain't nothing you can do that's gonna top that, unless you beat Roman Reigns yourself. And that's not in the card. It's kind of like so somebody that looks the way he looks and coming from where he come from, the career he has had is astonishing. Like, and he's also somebody else that's kind of helped with the whole bloodline thing, but it's just kind of like he should not have thrived, and he has on a huge level. And Randy Orton, I'm still befuddled. Like Randy Orton just became the Undertaker. Like,
Yeah.
it's like he's the
Yes.
Undertaker. He's the Undertaker slash Hulk Hogan. Like, he coming out and they love him. The crowd loves him. Like,
Yeah, he has definitely gotten he is well beyond the I can be a heel thing now.
yeah,
Like
because.
he is definitely in that revered you know, champion category where like you said, like he's the only one holding it out from like he used to feud with John Cena for God's sakes, like in the early days.
Yeah, like, he started 2003. Yeah, he's been doing it 20 plus years, and he looks the way he looks, and he's like, I'm gonna do this alone. I'm not gonna do movies. I love this. I'm healthy again. I'm gonna do this as long as I can. The crowd knows that. And he's basically like, I saw that thing where him and CM Punk was watching that match, and they talk about reminiscing. And they both say, like, we were assholes when we were younger. We're trying to be better. And it's like, yes, those two being the locker room leaders is insane. Knowing where they came from for different reasons, but yes, they are kind of like, we are the vets.
Yes, after and I mean, I think that it probably is somewhere way back in the Stunt Granny archives as far as talk, but I am 99% sure that we talked about Randy Orton pooping in someone's gym bag
Yes,
in the locker
I remember those shows. Like, if somebody told Eric Nelson, like, yes, one day Randy Orton will be the revered leader of the locker room, and it would make sense. Yeah, he would have quit that show a lot earlier than he ended up doing.
Oh,
Because
my God.
it's just wow. Like, I see him, and it's like they love, and it's been like that since he came back. And it's like,
Oh,
It
yeah.
started all that work he did during the pandemic era. He was doing a lot,
Wow.
like, he put a lot
Yeah.
of goodwill because he was at some great, you know, y'all could clown all y'all want. He might not have the greatest match of all time with Edge, but he was having some hell of a matches. And considering he made Riddle likable, which is wild to say now, but not wild when it happened. Like, yes, he put up a lot of goodwill and he just seemed like, I like doing this. Like, he seems happy.
Oh,
And
yes.
like he just looks like, you know, I appreciate what I'm doing. I can still do it, and he can still go. And it's kind of like, yes, Randy Orton can still wrestle his ass off. He looks better than he has ever looked, which is kind of like that's been a thing. Him and H, like all these people in their 40s, kind of like looking better than they looked in their 20s. Like, we're not gonna ask why, but we kind of know. And it's just the fact him and Kevin Owens and Logan Paul is he should not be that. Like, he is an amazing pro wrestler. It's unfair.
Yeah, it is wild what Logan Paul has done for himself in a very, very short time period.
I cannot tell you how much I love that segment when Logan Paul interfered in that match. And then if you catch it, I think he had a hat on and like the hat fell off and he reached and grabbed the hat to hide it so people wouldn't see the hat. And SmackDown in the new era is like, you know what? First you would think about because you saw Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, like, what happened? And what did they do? They showed the replay. And it was like, oh, that's what happened. And then the crowd is like, he's still here. Like, Randy Orton's like, where's he at? He's like, he's still here. And it was like, look at him being smart. It's like, all the stuff you used to talk about is like, yes, why? Like, it's because early day they've been like, oh, we can't trust each other. I thought you had my back. And it's like, it's that little tension here. It's like, they're both assholes trying to be friends. It's kind of like, you know, old habits die hard. And you think it's gonna lead to there. And this one's always been kind of like, we know each other's past. We try to do the common things, so we kind of like, you know, mutual respect. That segment's so perfect because it's like, you see what happened, they show what happened, the crowd tells you where Logan Paul is, and Logan Paul runs like a Grand Theft Auto villain, steals a car, and just drives off. And I was like, this is perfect. Like, Logan Paul is just a natural, like, he is a natural at this in a way that I have not seen in, like, since Kurt Angle. Like, that's because
Yeah,
it's kind of
that's some rare air.
like, he's just so good. Not just the big, like, he's all the little things. Like, when to show fear, when to show ass, like, what to do. Like, it's unfair. Like, he has not had that much experience. And he's just good at it. He's just great at it.
Yeah, the people in NXT just have sometimes got to be shaking their head like, how the fuck does he get at this quick?
Look, sometimes you just got it. Like, I remember D'Angelo, you know, D'Angelo Williams having that TNA match, and he had never had a match before, and people was looking at it like, he lying, like, this his first match? Like, it seemed like somebody was lying because it's kind of like sometimes you just have charisma, but it's like, you know, it's just normally just get in the ring and just know what you're doing. Like, Russ.
Yeah, anything that's physical like that just always seems to take some learning before, you can really get it down pat. But Logan Paul's like, I'm just gonna train in Puerto Rico and then I'll be ready. Don't worry about it, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it was like him and Bad Bunny, because Bad Bunny's on too. Like, at least you can see from Bad Bunny, because it's like, I'm gonna treat this seriously, and this is my culture. But even then, it's kind of like he should not be as good as he is, because he don't look like an athlete. Logan Paul's an athlete. Like, hey, I do this wrestling thing, and it's like, I don't think people take into account Logan Paul is the U.S. champion, going to have a three-way match at WrestleMania.
With two of the A, what we just discussed, like two of the biggest names in WWE right now.
Yeah. Like, people just kind of like, oh, what's the big deal? I'm like, imagine if Cardi B just showed up as like, I'm gonna be SmackDown Women's Champion. Wouldn't that seem strange?
That would be pretty wild. I will await for such a thing to happen.
Margaret Robbie, like, you know, after I do Barbie, I'm a show up in the performance center, become a wrestler. And in 2 months, I'm wrestling Charlotte. Like, where do you think that's? kind of wild. It's like, I think people.
ScarJo is gonna pop into the WWE just to capture the SmackDown Women's
Yeah,
Championship.
like people that's in, like wrestling fans who just watch wrestling still don't understand how popular Logan Paul is. It's like, I don't even do any of that YouTube. I don't know any of them YouTube streamers, anything about that. And I knew who Logan Paul was. And that is not even my demographic at all. And I knew who he was, and I knew he was a big damn deal. And the fact that he's like, you know what? I'm gonna do this wrestling thing full time. It's fun. I like doing it. It's kind of like, that's not how it happens. It's normally like they dip their foot in it, they have some fun, and they leave. Not, I'm so damn good, I'm just gonna do it. Because he don't need the money. He's already famous. So he's doing it because he wanna do it.
Yeah, he enjoys it and he enjoys the paycheck. Like there is no other reason for him to be doing it.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah. That's, you know what, they're gonna have a, they may have a, they're gonna have an amazing match.
Oh, that's that. Yeah, that match is probably going to be a Paul.
Yes, like they, because you know Randy Orton's gonna have, like Kevin Owens does not have bad matches at WrestleMania, and Randy Orton gonna show that he still got it, and Logan Paul and his like Logan Paul has some highlights. I still remember he did that frog splash while having the iPhone in his hand and recording it while he's doing it. And have a better angle. And also, we kind of didn't talk about it, and we've been saying for a while. One of the things I'm looking for at WrestleMania, besides the entrance of the camera views, the camera angles, because I will say, since they got old Bucktooth Magoo out the paint,
Oh my God.
the camera work in WWE has been insane. Like, it's just been amazing.
It really cannot be talked about enough, honestly. Like, all of the changes that they've made, even the video package stuff has changed.
It
You
looks
know,
so.
'cause what, was it something, I'm trying to remember what I tweeted about, but it was just like the, oh, maybe it was the Seth Rollins graphics before he came out in the next segment. And like they were just so dynamic. It's just like, oh my gosh, like this is just a nice look. Like it
Yeah.
felt more like an NFL game.
Yeah, that's exactly. It feels professional, like
Yeah.
sports. You know, like they just saw the camera angles, they just follow people having conversations from backstage, going through Gorilla, and it's like it feels organic. And it's just like we could have been doing this a long time ago. Like, and it's just and it also helps where it's kind of like, oh, we had the biggest crowd we ever had in Brooklyn, and they're not lying. Like basically having voice like sellouts and near sellouts like the past 3 months, and trust me, they're gonna let you know because yeah, you want to see our crowd? Do the drone shot so you see the entire crowd and everybody cheering, everybody happy. Although that dude that had his camera Seth Rollins' face on Monday,
Gosh.
look, boundaries, man. And then he threw it on the timeline like he, I could see Seth Rollins' pores.
That was another post that I saw on Twitter, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, dude, like what the hell? Like he could have been shaving him, like he was that close to his
I'm like,
face.
why don't you just ask Seth to hold the phone for you? And all I was thinking of, he lucky that was Seth. Let that have been The Rock. Yeah. So, but no, I'm looking forward to the camera views and the camera angles and just because I remember, like, you know, side note, that when they panned out for Ricochet, when he finished off that match, I was like, this looks so damn gorgeous. And like, kudos to Ricochet. They have like, yeah, we're gonna make Ricochet, we forgot Ricochet is a superhero, we're gonna make him a thing again.
You know what? Well, it's one of those things that I guess he doesn't necessarily need to be a main event guy, but if you want to have him just like, no, seriously, like, look at what this guy can do. Like, this is stupid. And it's
Yeah.
just like, yes, it is stupid. Like, you should at least be able to take advantage of his athleticism.
And I think they had, they were, oh yeah, we got Ricochet. Let's use him again. Cause it's like, they know they had him. Cause like, remember, there was a, him and Logan Paul was a big deal at SummerSlam, and it was like ever since then it was kind of like we don't know what to do with him. Then they decide like, you know what, just have great matches, Ricochet, and we're gonna make you look great and have the Judgment Day talk about you. So, but yeah. Oh, so, okay. I guess we could talk about the two main events. I mean, really.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about them, but didn't talk about them.
Yeah, because it's kind of like we've just seen the Rock cut promos on a level that I have not seen from anybody doing a long time. Like that one last week in the rain, I was like, this is some, this like some Netflix villain shit. It's, and also, I don't know if you caught it online, and I've laughed, and it's just hilarious. It is something that feels racist the way Roman Reigns calls Cody Rhodes boy. And it's just weird, because it's like, it's not, but it's just this funny energy. Like, it feels personal.
Yeah, that that word definitely can be charged, used in the wrong context, for sure. And yeah, Roman Reigns just has like venom dripping off of it when he says it.
Yeah, and like the Rock's out there with a silk. You know how mad you gotta be to beat up somebody in the rain with a silk vest? Like that rain made it perfect. That whole setup, because I was going, I didn't tell you, I was coming home from work when it was happening. So I was like, I was stopped at Walmart. So I was watching on my phone. And I was like, okay, you know, Cody Rhodes out there to help Jey Uso. He go back, you know, he go to back, and Solo's there, and Jey did, and The Rock come out of nowhere. I'm like, oh yeah, The Rock didn't leave. And then I proceed, I'm in Walmart for the next 6 minutes just watching The Rock beat the hell out this man while talking trash. And then beating him in the rain, and then he took the belt off and rubbed the blood on it. And yeah, Cody Rhodes' mom is going to smack him Sunday.
Well, and that's one of those ones where I've had the problem where people are like, ah, the Attitude Era is back. And I'm like, not sure anything was this good, guys.
Yeah, like it was a few things. Like Rock, you know, Rock threw Austin off the bridge. Which I thought he might have done to Cody. It was kind of like, and even then, it was funny. Like, it was some stuff that was funny, but not this ruthless. Like, no. Oh. This was some... It's a reason people was talking about this was one of maybe the best ending of Raw ever. And it's kind of like, I don't know if it is, but the fact that people are bringing that up and it doesn't sound stupid saying that shows you how amazing that was. Because it was like, The Rock is out here looking like a monster. And that entrance he has, and I can't wait to see WrestleMania. I'm like, yes, they're treating him like Thanos.
Oh, that's it. Honestly, that's one of those ones where I think my wife was going to go upstairs to go watch some K-drama. And I'm like, no, you've got to, like, he had the first entrance there. Was it on Raw this week? Yeah. I'm like, no, you've got to stay for this thing. Like, I'm like, this entrance is just wild.
And it's just, it's so amazing. I'm like, and also, the fact that that man was bumping like it was like 1999 again in dress pants, because he takes one hit and he just bumps magically onto the announce table in the perfect position, and it just seemed natural. I was like, I saw the cut marks on his back, so I know he'd been working out. I don't know, you know, he's in his 50s. So, but it's a tag match. Like, it's going to be something seeing, like, what he can actually do in the, like, how much he's going to do in the ring. That's the thing I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, 51. He is, The Rock is younger than R-Truth. I'm putting it out by a year. Yeah, by like, you. he is younger than R-Truth.
Like, I don't think The Rock is going to fall into pieces by doing the match, because it's kind of like Sting was in his 60s jumping off of balconies.
Oh, well, and I mean, I was almost going to say this, like, just between the beatdown and honestly the stuff that happened this week, I definitely had my jokes about him blowing up after about one move a couple of months ago. But the thing that I also said was, I'm sure The Rock can get in ring shape by the time WrestleMania comes around. He looks like he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, that man beat down Cody Rhodes for 6 minutes while talking, and he seemed fine. Like that takes effort. You beat somebody up while talking trash. And it's like Roman can go, Cody can go, and Seth seems to be healthy enough and go. Like they going, that's gonna be an awesome match. It's gonna be some bells and whistles. But also you gotta take into account Rocky gonna look like Godzilla in the ring against Seth and Cody Rhodes. Like this the size difference this is gonna be, because Roman dwarfs both of them and Rock's bigger than Roman.
Yeah, that's one where it's just like, good Lord. Like, that's always one where you're like, every Rock, when he used to be in wrestling, you're like, dear Lord, how much, you know, like, you've packed on, like, 30 pounds of muscle.
Yes.
Since like, then, like, that is what, 30 to probably 50 pounds of muscle.
Like, The Rock used to look like how Randy Orton looks now. And now The Rock looks like Drew McIntyre plus 25 pounds. And you see what Drew McIntyre looks like. Like, The Rock looks like a monster. So, and I don't know, like, we're guessing. The funniest thing would be if The Rock pinned Cody Rhodes on Saturday. Oh, my God. I would, Twitter, people would lose their mind. Because the funny thing about all of this is kind of like, it's supposed to have been a setup to elevate Roman versus Cody. But all I want to see now is Rock versus Cody. And like, because I think I want Roman Reigns to take that vacation that Moxie never took. Because, like, Roman's ready. Roman's at the point where I was like, you know what? I've been carrying y'all for 4 years. I made everybody a whole lot of money. I don't got nothing else to do. I'm ready to go for a while.
Hey, well, and they've definitely thrown that on the table, too. I don't know if it's I forget what you called it earlier, though I knew the term. Chekhov's gun kind of situation. But they've definitely said that if Roman loses to Cody, he's taking some time off.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wouldn't be a bad, like, it's kind of funny where it's just like, yeah, I know he's not on TV all the time, but he still dominates TV because everyone talks about him.
Yeah, it's like, y'all didn't watch anything, like, it's a reason out there every week. That man's still dealing, like, taking medication for leukemia. Like, we just kind of forgot about that. Like, you know, it's in remission. It didn't vanish.
Yeah, unfortunately for those with leukemia, it never vanishes.
Yeah, it's like, y'all should be happy that he was dealing with that while COVID was a thing. Y'all should be happy he didn't, like, go home and stay home. So, and it's funny where I'm looking forward to both Saturday and Sunday for completely different reasons. Saturday, I just want to see how that match is going to take place. Sunday, just for all the shenanigans. I think they're going to book that, like, you talking about Attitude Era. You know what? It's nobody that could show up and be surprised. Like, if Dustin Rhodes and MJF showed up, would I be surprised? A little. Would I be super surprised? No. Like, Cody, you know, when Brandi Rhodes shows up with the dog, like, if she's sick feral or Jimmy Uso, would I be surprised? No. If Mama Rose smacked the Rock in a Rock tree like he got shot by a shotgun, I would not be surprised. And as we saw that 2 weeks ago when they were fighting in front of the trailer, and you see John Cena on one side and Stone Cold on the other side, it's kind of like, yeah, those phone calls have been made.
Yeah, because I mean, and that's why I guess I still, at the top of the show, I was like, yeah, I guess I'm still leaning towards Cody and Seth lose night one. You definitely have a story, especially since Seth and Drew's supposed to be the first match of night two.
Yes.
You know, you help carry that story through, and then, yeah, you can pull out literally, because I don't know how many times, I think we've all talked about it, how night one show has outshone the night two show.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, there's no way. Like, if you pull out all of the stops there, because honestly, how do you Like Kevin Owens and Stone Cold, the end of One Night One. It's just like, come on, like this is Stone Cold's first match in Lord only knows how long. Like, how did you not think this was going to be the more popular thing? But you understand why they put the main championship at the end of night two. But yeah, it was more anticipated to have that. Like, I guess there is more anticipation with the Rock, but once he if they if and probably when they win night one, you're like, oh, well, we're getting more Rock night two.
Yeah, like they just lean it up, like just everything gonna be stacked against Cody Rhodes. They talk about they asking Jason Kelsey to get involved, Sylvester Stallone to get involved. It's like they're pulling out all the Philly stops, like. Cody Rhodes gonna be like Goku trying to get a spirit bomb from everybody to win the title. Like they look, if you're gonna book it, overbook it the hell. Like get everybody you can. Make it a spectacle. Like if you can get a hologram of Dusty Rhodes cutting a promo, talking about hard times, do it. I do not care. Get whatever you can get, because everybody's gonna be watching. Everybody's gonna be talking about it. And I know we made jokes. Cody Rhodes has to win. He has to,
Oh.
like he can, like he if he lose in that city, no. Philadelphia, no. Like that can't. They're doing too much for him not to win. And like everything's leaning, and it's kind of like it's funny where it makes more sense for him to win this year than it did last year. Like the main reason people dislike WrestleMania night two last year is only because Cody Rhodes lost. Because if he had won, people would have talked about that night a lot better.
Yeah, I'm definitely in the Cody Rhodes should have won last year camp, but this year it just really seems like, well, I don't know how many times we talked about it. Just I can understand Roman Reigns being upset about the Seth Rollins run-in, but that was at least one championship match that got screwed up. Like, they had the chance to course correct that the next year, and they didn't.
Yeah, because
You know, like, and that's where Roman Reigns kind of got into that weird area where it's just like, oh, he's, because what they say is it's seven straight main events
yes,
for him. It's just like,
no one, even Cena hasn't done that.
yeah, like it's wild that they screwed up his first three of those seven main events.
Yeah,
Well, okay, maybe the first one isn't a screw up if that was the Seth Rollins cash in. Like, I can understand that, but two and
that.
three were definitely screw ups.
Yes, and it's just because they try to make him John Cena, and it's like he's not, y'all. The funny
No.
thing is, even the John Cena thing was a weird thing because it shouldn't have worked, and they was just so damn stubborn. And it was like, we just going, I don't care if y'all boo or not, y'all getting them. Because it was time they talked about. Like John Cena was
Yeah.
supposed to turn heel after he lost to Rock the first time, and Vince was like, "Nah, I ain't messing with the money." It's like there was time to make John Cena heel, and it would have made sense, but they didn't want to mess with the money. And it's just kind of like they just tired people out. Like, all right, damn, all right, you the grand, you Babe Ruth, so we can't boo you no more. But and then they did the same thing in Roman Reigns. It's like you
Yep.
didn't a lesson, and now it's funny. It works with Cody Rhodes because it just feels
Oh.
natural with Cody Rhodes, because Cody Rhodes just wants to be loved and they want to love him. And it's, yeah. And as I'm looking forward to Saturday and Sunday. But the funny thing is, I have a feeling Cody and Rock gonna wrestle at SummerSlam.
Oh. Well, and I'm with you. I don't think I mentioned agreeing with that part. But yeah, Rock versus Cody needs to happen at some point. Like, they have made that feud between the two of them entirely too personal for it to
Yeah,
not happen at some point.
because it feel real. And it's like the funny thing is, Rock has been an asshole. Rock is justified storyline wise, because he's like,
Oh.
Cody gave him my spot, and then he got his feelings hurt and changed his mind and got jealous and then talked about my family. It was like, yeah, like that whole thing is just kind of like wild, where it's like Rock getting involved made the entire storyline better, because it's like if Rock had just wrestled Roman, it would have been fine, but the crowd would have been so damn pissed. They wouldn't have let that slide.
Oh, yeah.
But also, had CM Punk not got hurt, we probably have a completely different card. We are not having a tag match, more than likely. Yeah. And, ooh, yeah, that's – I don't even know who Cody Rhodes would have wrestled.
Yeah, they would have been – yeah, it would have been a really wild position for them to be in if CM Punk hadn't been injured.
Yeah, so because you talking about,
I mean, that even made the Seth versus Drew McIntyre match more fun, that CM Punk injury. Like,
yes. Oh yes, you, Drew, talk about Drew going to the funeral home. But no, Drew, it's funny, like Drew and Rock has been MVPs as far as being heels. Like, they have been doing master work in their own different ways. And it's kind of like, I can see SummerSlam double main event of Drew versus CM Punk and Rock versus Cody Rhodes. Because, yeah, if CM Punk showed up with a gun ready to shoot Drew McIntyre, he would be justified in that. Because Drew has been Drew has been relentless. It's so damn funny. It's just hard to boo. And also, I didn't talk to you. That three-way promo between Punk, Seth, and Drew, I was like, yeah, you can tell Vince ain't here. Because these three just seem like three people who do not like each other just talking. Like, they don't feel like they're just cutting written promo. They feel like they're just, I don't like you. I don't like you. He don't like me. And I'm like, yeah, y'all might just can work together to make money, but it feel like y'all really don't like each other like this.
Yeah, I do not think this is a situation where the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I think the enemy of my enemy is also my enemy in this situation.
Which is wild. Like, they have a three-way where nobody likes each other. Like, the last one was like that was when it was like Triple H, Rock, and Angle. Like, it's been a long time because none of them liked each other, but it was more like Kurt Angle didn't like Triple H because they was fighting over Stephanie, and The Rock was pissed because, like, I'm champion. Why am I wasting time with this nonsense? So, but this and that whole thing, I'm the chosen one. Who called you that? What's his name? I was like, yeah, how far can they get to the line before crossing the line? Because they get close, and they got close enough because everybody was like, you going to say the names. I think the mandate is, like, we're not saying Vince's name, but you can kind of allude to him. It's like CM Punk is going to see how far I can go. And
yeah, he is a line stepper, if nothing else.
Yeah, he is a line stepper. The Rock is a line obliterator. Like, I'm a curse. You just going to have to bleep it up. It's like, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to say what I want because that's how I grew up. And I don't just stop because y'all say cut. See how it work.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry. I got the money. If they throw a fine my way, I'll cover it.
And I'm just imagining, I guess we can wrap up with, I'm just imagining how Raw's going to be on Netflix. If they doing this on USA, I could, just between less restrictions and the money Netflix would probably spend, as far as kind of like, we talked about that, like, you see how the camera views are now. I'm just imagining how Raw is going to look like, you know, when they had like money. And because Netflix is going to be inspired. It's like, if this is going to be our flagship thing, especially with Stranger Things is gone, it's kind of like, we're going to make it work. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm just like, I cannot believe I've been watching wrestling almost my entire life. And I can't remember the time I've been so excited to watch wrestling. I thought I would have grew out of it by now. And especially considering, and people talked about it, 2018, especially 2019, was such dark days. It was like, thank God they had a plague to reset life. Because it was like, it was, hard. Like, it's funny how fans gatekeep now, talking about, oh, y'all think wrestling cool now. Y'all wasn't there in 2000. Y'all wasn't there when Roman Reigns was getting dog food poured on him. I was like, yeah. And sometimes I just watch some of the stuff because I was like, yeah, this really happened. He was really losing to Shane McMahon. I was like, I watched some old clips and I was like, yeah, this happened. They really had Bobby, like that Bobby Lashley, Rusev, Lana stuff. I was like, yeah, we really watched this. And Liv really came out here and said, you know, I ain't come out here to get Bobby. I came here to get you, Lana. And they didn't go anywhere with that. I was like, Physic Man booked Andre versus Hulk Hogan. And look what he's doing now. Like, thank God. Like, thank God for Triple H. Because, I watched some bad eras of wrestling. Like, some of that ruthless aggression. Like, some of that new generation stuff was horrible before the Attitude Era started. Some of that ruthless aggression stuff was just it was times you'd be embarrassed to watch wrestling with people that didn't watch wrestling. You can, there's no way you can explain Al Wilson to anybody. It makes sense. like some of the stuff we watch, it was like, y'all don't know. You talking about hard times? Yeah, we had some hard times. But that 2018, especially 2019, right before COVID hit, ooh, it was some hard, hard times. And thank God we have good times now.
That seems like a pretty good summation for this WrestleMania XL preview. So I will talk about some Belltime beer here now. My brother got me Cinderlands Beer Company out of the great city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It is Incredible Sky 2023 Cascade Single Hop West Coast Pale Ale. Right up my alley, perfect for this long, long podcast, because, let's see, it's only a pale ale, so it shouldn't be that heavy, but it does not look like it has the ABV on it. So, anyway, very delicious. I do like Cascade hops quite a bit, so it's good to have them featured just in a single beer, and no other mixing of flavors. Should one find themselves in Pittsburgh for a pay-per-view or anything else related, take a visit to Cinderland's Brewing or Cinderland Beer Company. So that is the Belltime beer suggestion from @DeFrango11. I will let @Philly_drugs send us out of this one.
I just have to say, I just heard Samoa Joe drop the line to Swerve Strickland. I'm going to beat you down so severely it's going to leave you mentally scarred like you left Diddy's party too late. Now, that is that's a damn line right there. So,
wow.
Yes. So, for Kevin DeFranco, I'm Shahida Duhati, and please don't go to any Diddy parties. We are out.